Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, well, we've got something more important to do, Bobby.
More important than basketball?
Not even in the same league. Gregson dropped me off at Wendy's house. And I got a date, too.
You guys think girls are more important than basketball?
Did you ever try kissing a basketball?
Well, I'd rather kiss a basketball and a catcher's mitt than any dumb old girl.
Just wait. You'll be kissing girls.
And liking it, too.
No way. I wouldn't kiss a girl for nothing. Come on, let's play.
Bye, Bobby.
Bye.
Kissing girls.
Hi, Bobby.
Oh, hi, Millicent. Cindy's inside.
I didn't come here to see Cindy. I came to see you.
Me? What for?
To thank you for making that boy stop teasing me in school today. You're very brave.
Oh, it wasn't anything.
It was, too, and I really appreciate it. What's wrong?
Huh? I'm not sure. Millicent, you gotta promise something. You gotta promise you'll never tell anybody in the whole world what just happened.
Why not?
Because if my brothers find out, I'll be ruined for life. Promise?
Okay, I promise.
Thanks. It'll be our secret. Nobody else will ever know.
I'll talk to you about it later, Sam. Bye-bye. Hi, how about a post-game snack? Usually you like something to eat after the game.
Skyrockets.
Skyrockets?
Oh, this is heavy. Oh.
Wait a minute. Okay.
That seems to fit all right.
How do I look?
Well, I think you might make the centerfold of the Raccoon Gazette.
Oh, eat your heart out, Rudy Valley. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bobby, how do you like your dad's costume?
It's great.
Millie's underwhelmed.
Listen, I've got yours finished. Would you like to try it on?
I've got too much thinking to do.
Bob. Anything wrong?
Not really.
Well, is there anything you'd like to talk to us about?
Not really.
Is there anything we can do?
Not really.
Nothing like parents having a heart-to-heart talk with their kids.
These are really perfect for the Roaring Twenties party. Where'd you get them, Greg?
Dave Osborne lent them to me.
They had some funny songs in those days.
Get a load of this. Can red lips kiss my blues away?
How about this one? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Yes, we have no bananas. Today that sounds more like a group instead of a song.
I've got a secret, I've got a secret.
What kind of a secret, Cindy?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
When is she ever going to grow up?
When there's nobody left to blab on.
Yeah.
Is that you, Mike?
Hi.
ukulele in here.
You did?
Yeah.
That's because you did. Listen, I'm going to be the cat's meow at that Roaring Twenties party. I'm really going to play this thing.
Great.
My dog has fleas.
Sounds a little more like distemper to me.
Okay, request time. What would you like?
I want to be loved by you.
Later. Right now, I'm playing the ukulele.
Oh, Mike.
Come on, lend me a tonsil.
You know I don't have my tonsils anymore.
Yeah.
How about a vocal cord?
Okay.
I want to be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone. Boop-boop-dee-doo. I want to be kissed by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I want to be kissed by you alone.
I couldn't aspire to anything higher than the fill of desire to make you my own. Boop boop doop.
Boop boop doop. I wanna be loved by you, just you and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. Boop boop doop. Pardon my boop, I just got carried away.
What are you doing? Warming up to enter an ugly contest?
No. I'm practicing for a whistling contest. I entered a whistling contest.
You sure got a dumb-looking pucker.
I've got a secret. I've got a secret.
What kind of secret?
It's for me to know and you to find out.
Think she's got something on you, Pete?
Me? I haven't done anything. It's probably you.
Not me. I've got the cleanest conscience in town. Who cares about Cindy and her dumb secret?
Okay, Cindy, what's your secret?
I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter M.
M.
Like in money?
Nope.
M, like you find it in Holland. And it goes around and around.
Cindy, windmill doesn't start with an M.
The second half of it does.
Mill?
Now add this to it.
Mill Penny? Mill Lincoln? Mill Cent? Mill Cent? Millicent.
Millicent? What do you know about Millicent? Only this.
You were spying.
I was not. I just happened to be looking where I wasn't supposed to.
Cindy, you gotta protect me. I'm your brother.
Protect you from Millicent?
Greg and Peter. They find out I'll be ruined for life.
At your age, that's a long time.
Please, Cindy, promise you won't say anything about Millicent kissing me, please.
Cindy, we want to talk to you.
About what?
I'll give you a hint. I've got a secret. I've got a secret.
We want to know what the secret is.
And who have you got it on?
None of you.
Well, then who?
So the secret's on Bobby, huh?
Oh.
Hey, what is it, Cindy?
Yeah, tell us what it is.
Come on.
Well, the secret is... The secret is... Yeah? There is no secret.
Oh, secret?
Now, what are you talking about?
Wait a minute. If there's no secret, then what's all this I got a secret, I got a secret jazz for?
Well, if I didn't say that, Would I be getting all this attention?
Oh, probably not.
She had me going for a while.
Thanks, Cindy. If you were a girl, I'd kiss you.
You like it?
You really made that yourself?
No, I remade it. I found it in the trunk in the attic. You like it?
I think it's terrific.
Huh, you like the fringe?
Yeah, I like the fringe benefits. Hello there.
Hi, sweetheart. You like my dress?
Mom, can I talk to Dad for a minute? It's kind of a father-son thing.
Oh, well, since I don't qualify for either one, see you around.
Sit down. Well, what's on your mind?
Well, remember when you asked me if I had a problem?
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, I don't really know if I have a problem.
Well.
You know what I mean?
No. But I'm sure we can figure the problem out, especially if you're not sure if you really have one.
Yeah. I don't really know where to start.
Uh-huh. Well, how about the beginning?
Well, Dad, did you ever kiss a girl when you were my age?
Yeah, I kind of remember that I did.
Did something special happen?
Sure did. Her father walked in.
Well, I mean, how'd you feel? Like, did you see skyrockets or something?
Well, not skyrockets exactly. A few little firecrackers, maybe.
Well, if you did see skyrockets, would that mean you're in love?
Bobby, that depends. I suppose it could.
And people who are in love get engaged, right?
Yeah, well...
And then they get married.
Well, I think in your case I'd recommend a long engagement.
How long?
About 10 years. Son, love and marriage and engagements, it's a wonderful business, but you want to make very sure about those skyrockets.
Make sure, huh? Thanks, Dad. I'll keep in touch.
Yeah, well, you do that.
Hi, Millicent. I have to make sure of something.
What?
Whether it's skyrockets or not. Yeah, it's skyrockets.
Bobby, I don't think you should have done that.
Why not?
I'm contagious. The doctor thinks I may have the mumps.
The mumps?
Oh, and Sam, I'd better give you the latest news about the Roaring Twenties party. I've entered us in the Charleston contest. Right. Well, wear your shin guard, Sam, because when I do the Charleston, it's every man for himself. I'll see you tomorrow night, Sam. Bye. Oh, hi. That's a pretty long face for a short fellow. Is anything wrong?
I'll see. I know a guy who's really worried.
Well, that covers a lot of guys. Can you narrow it down a little?
Well, he's a friend of mine. He thinks he might have the mumps.
Now that is a lumpy problem.
How can he tell if he's got them for sure, Alice?
Well, are his neck glands swollen?
No, not yet.
Any puffiness around his cheeks?
No, not yet.
Well, just to be on the safe side, he really ought to stay away from everybody until he knows for sure.
Till he knows for sure, huh?
Yeah, if he doesn't want to go around giving everybody the mumps.
Oh, no. I mean, he wouldn't want to do that. Thanks, Alice.
What are you measuring your neck for?
I just want to see how thick it's getting.
It'll never be as thick as your head.
Very funny.
Let me measure your head.
No, don't come near me.
What's wrong?
I don't want you to mess up my hair.
I think your hair's going on the inside of your head and it's tickling your brain.
Okay, gang, this is our final dress rehearsal. Now, remember, the important thing about the Charleston is not to kick anybody. Especially you, so spread out. Come on.
Okay. Hold it, where's Bobby?
Oh, he's upstairs. He says he doesn't like the Charleston.
He'll be sorry tomorrow night when the music starts.
Yeah.
Remember, the trick is never let your feet leave your legs.
Wow, this is fun.
I feel like a field goal kicker in the Super Bowl.
22 scoop.
Hi, this is Bobby Brady.
Oh, hi, Bobby. How are you feeling?
So far, so good. Are you swollen or anything?
Not yet.
Well, are you sure you got the mumps?
I won't know for sure till tomorrow morning when the doctor comes over.
Well, call me as soon as you can in the morning, will you?
By 10 o'clock, okay?
Don't forget, because I'm in a tough spot.
You shouldn't have kissed me so quick, Bobby. I didn't have a chance to tell you anything.
Those darn skyrockets.
Huh?
Never mind. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. I guess I'll just have to stay away from everybody till tomorrow morning.
Peter, wake up.
Huh?
Where's Bobby?
He's sleeping.
Oh, no, he isn't. He's not in his bed.
He was.
Oh. Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Mike, Bobby's gone.
What do you mean, gone?
Well, he made up his bed to look like he was in it, but he isn't there.
Let's go take a look around.
What's all the excitement?
Bobby's gone.
Gone?
Greg, did you see him downstairs?
No, I was watching the Late Show.
Do you suppose he could have run away, Mike?
Let's go take a look and see if his bicycle's there. Come on.
Come on, Peter. Are you sure you boys didn't have a fight with Bobby?
Not me, Mom.
Me either. But he sure was acting weird.
Weird.
We kept on looking at himself in the mirror. I mean, like, all the time.
Bike's still here.
Oh, that's a good sign.
He could have hitchhiked away. Or walked. Or maybe even roller skated.
We appreciate your optimism, Peter.
Honey, why don't we check the neighborhood?
Well, we don't know how long he's been gone.
Yeah, he could be miles away by now. Maybe in another city.
Look, you brought us enough good news for one night, Peter.
Dad, your music?
Yes, I do.
You too.
Hey, it seems to be coming from over there.
I guess you're all probably wondering what I'm doing out here, huh?
Well, the question has crossed our minds.
And I hope the answer's a good one, or you're really going to be in the doghouse.
Bobby, for your first kiss, did you have to pick a girl with the mumps?
I didn't exactly pick her. She kissed me first.
Women's lib starts early, huh?
Well, didn't you notice that her face was swollen?
It wasn't. Besides, I was too busy watching the skyrockets.
Skyrockets?
Yeah, I'll explain that one later.
Well, honey, we really appreciate your trying to protect us, but I sure wish you would have told us about it.
Greg and Peter would have laughed me right out of town.
Well, now you're going to have to laugh your way all the way to the doctor's office for a checkup.
You know, Mike, this may be going through the school. We better have all the kids go for a checkup. Boy, it's a lucky thing you and I have both had the mumps.
Well, honey, only one of us is lucky, and it ain't me.
You mean you've never had the mumps?
Well, Millicent isn't positive she's got the mumps. Not till she sees her doctor.
When's that?
Tomorrow morning. She's going to call me when she knows for sure.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait for a call from Millicent.
Mom, Dad, I'm really sorry.
No, that's okay, son. If you had to get the mumps, you got them the best way you could get them.
What time is it, Dad?
It's about 1 minute later than the last time you asked.
Millicent sure has a slow doctor.
By now, Marcus Welby could have cured 5 diseases and done brain surgery.
Yeah. More pancakes, anyone?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Thanks, Alice.
Who can eat at a time like this?
Bobby, not eating isn't going to make the phone ring any faster. Come on.
Of all the things I don't need right now, it's mumps.
Yeah, and if we do get them, it'll be all Bobby's fault.
My fault? Millicent's your friend.
Yes, but I don't go around kissing her.
That's supposed to be a secret.
Well, you made me say it.
Is that what the secret was? Did you really kiss Millicent?
Only as an experiment. Now the whole neighborhood's gonna know. That's what happens to a guy with 3 sisters.
Okay, you guys, cool it.
Do you have the monster, don't you? Oh, it's you, Sam. Yeah, she's right here. For you, Alice.
Alice, will you please make it quick?
Yeah, I will. Look, Sam, I can't talk to you right now. They're expecting a very important phone call. A special on lamb chops? How much? For that, they must still have the wool on them. Okay, you better bring some over. Oh, if there's a quarantine sign on the door, just drop them and run. Sorry, when I hear there's a sale on meat, I flip out.
Hello? It's Millicent. Do you or don't you? Thanks. Bye.
Well?
That was Millicent. We know that.
Yeah, what'd she say?
Well, it was kind of private.
How can the mumps be private?
The part where she said that I was a good kisser was private.
Yes, but what about the mumps?
She doesn't have them.
Thanks.
I'll see you later.
Hey, come back here. Where are you going?
Millicent said I should come over. But don't worry, Dad. We're not thinking about marriage yet.
Yeah, well, there is something you should be thinking about, you know. All the problems you could have caused by hiding the fact that you'd been exposed to the mumps.
Honey, don't ever be afraid to come and tell us something.
I get the message.
Good.
Now can I go see Millicent?
Go.
Thanks.
Boy, he can't seem to get over those skyrockets, can he?
Yeah, magic of youth. Too bad we grow up and lose it.
Who said we have to lose it?
Wow!
Skyrocket?
Oh, yeah. You too?
Definitely.
I don't know what the calendar says, but around here, it's the 4th of July.
That you and Sam won the prize for the Charleston contest.
Well, you know, folks, I'm not really sure we won it fair and square.
Why not? You're both great dancers.
I have a confession to make. Sam isn't that good.
He sure looked great.
Yeah, and to make sure he would, just before the music started, I dropped a few ice cubes down his back.